Unreliable identity. That which we identify with owns us. All of our conscious and unconscious decisions are influenced by what has been, what we associate with, what we adhere to, and what we have been trained to believe. In fact, exploring new and unfamiliar territory can be terrifying because it is outside the norm and represents a loss of control and vulnerability. Some may refer to this as a reality bubble, our own little universe in which we live our lives, independent of everyone else, regardless of how much we believe we can relate to how others live and be. We are powerful creators, and if there is a part of us, red ego, that simply cannot reconcile an idea, choice, or desire, we are quite capable of manifesting situations and circumstances that will keep us safe and, well, suffering in our pools of familiarity and what is now known. Even if we are constantly wandering about, never settling, as if we could ever escape ourselves. And we can convincingly smile through it, so the social media circles are content with ambiguity and curated images. In this time of great energetic upheaval, it is often difficult to keep our heads above the waters of overwhelm. So many ideas, motivators, decisions, influences, data, and emotional fragments enter and exit our mental, physical, and spiritual machines that we are essentially in constant survival mode. It's time to reconsider the attachments we allow ourselves to be drawn to, because the stretching, ripping, and shredding fabric of our life's tapestry is asking us to simplify. Old paradigms and archaic beliefs are dissolving, and the more we try to grasp at handfuls of sand, the more it slips through our fingers, taking our well-being with it. The tangible, controllable, manipulable, and transient do not represent the truth. They never did. Authenticity demands transcendent and expanded thinking. We resist, but we know it's easier than we think to be whole, loved, and complete. Love your life.